Disembodied Podcast, and we're on episode 11, which is called Slowing Down. Have you ever had that feeling that a driver behind you is pushing you to drive faster? I used to actually start driving faster because someone behind me was right on my bumper. But now I tend to take my foot off the accelerator to get that person tailing me to pass. For some drivers, you'll never go fast enough. Wherever they're going, and I'm pretty sure it's not the hospital in most cases, they're in a fever to get there. You become nothing more than an obstacle to them. This happens in stores, too, when you line up to get to the cashier. There's often someone who appears to be visibly disturbed that they have to wait a few minutes to buy their items. At times, I've allowed people to go ahead of me just to get that impatient energy away from me. When you really think about it, though, a lot of our stress or tension from day to day is about forcing ourselves to move faster. No one has to get behind us in a car or in line at the store to make us hurry, though. We've become pretty adept at putting ourselves in a rush. Part of this could be due to technology making some chores easier, so we have the illusion of being much more efficient. On the home front, we no longer have to wash clothing on a scrub board in a tub of water. We just throw clothing into a washer with detergent and press a button. In similar fashion, we set dishes in the dishwasher, add detergent, and press a button. As employees, the work we do is also accomplished with smaller physical actions like sending emails, making calls, spreadsheet work, checking on things, or reminding people of deliverables. These are tasks that can be accomplished in a seemingly short period of time while hardly flexing a muscle. Of course, it depends on the nature of your job because some people still have jobs with heavy physical tasks like fighting fires. What I'm getting at is that we have a higher expectation of what we can accomplish since so many tasks we do are smaller and automated. The downside is that we feel frustrated when we aren't constantly productive. I remember going to my aunt and uncle's farm in Minnesota once. I was just a kid, but it was like culture shock to see them walk to the garden and pick vegetables before a meal. The women on the farm, my cousins and my aunt, had muscular arms from the physical nature of their daily work. They tended to animals, ran tractors, canned food, made bread, and did a thousand other things on a daily basis. Mostly things that aren't done much nowadays due to mass-produced goods and services. Since our work is typically not that physically demanding in this day and age, we don't suffer as much physical fatigue from working, but we do suffer mental fatigue. I'm speculating a little when I say this, but I think that's part of the reason why we think we can accomplish more than we can, and why we're always in a hurry. Everything we're doing seems easy enough, so we plan more into our day. It's so much easier to be a workaholic when you're just clicking here and there on a laptop screen. Our productivity is much higher than it used to be, but now we're reduced to making a have fun appointment in our Outlook calendar, because it just won't happen otherwise. We've boxed ourselves in with being ultra productive and forever in a hurry. Driving, of course, factors into this productivity frenzy because it seems like it'll just take a few minutes to pop on over to the store until you get stuck searching for a parking spot or stuck in traffic or waiting in line for the cashier. So we end up frustrated with everyone who gets in our way of being productive. of being fast. The frenzy we're in is artificial. There is no need to be in a hurry every single day. We've just enculturated ourselves into this mental construct. The tension created ends up crippling your body with muscle aches, because when you're tense, it causes your muscles to seize up a little bit. I can always feel it in the back of my neck, for example, if I've been stressed. And it also cripples your mind with the sense that you've never accomplished enough of what you've set out to do. And I think there's a social consequence to always being impatient with everyone around you who isn't moving fast enough. It makes life pretty unpleasant to be around people who are forever in a rush. The spiritual consequence would be that you live in a state of stress and you can't really relax enough to even sleep well. You can burn out on going places, you can burn out on people. And the experiences that make life rich include going places and being with people. So I would argue that you need to preserve this capacity. So besides trying to slow down throughout the day whenever you can, what else can you do? There's a practical aspect to this episode that I would describe as a slowing down exercise. As part of an effort to slow down and live in the present, try to identify every sound you can hear as you sit quietly. I'll give you a quick rundown of the sounds I'm hearing as an example. I can hear a small bird chirping. Could be a wild bird or somebody's parakeet. I don't even know. I can hear cars in the distance with the occasional motorcycle. A toddler just made a loud noise, and I think she lives a few doors down. My refrigerator is humming really softly. You can barely hear it. A car door just slammed in the parking lot. And I heard a plane a couple minutes ago passing above my building. So you get the picture. I live in a fairly urban place. Even when you live in the countryside, though, you can still hear things like insects, wind, footsteps, creaking doors, and so on. The point of this slowing down exercise is to zero in on what the sound is and where it's coming from. Maybe you can even picture who or what is making the sound and why they're doing that. This is a way of tuning into the moment, the present, and focusing on things happening now instead of at some point in the future. Because when you think about it, we're probably caught up in the future fairly often throughout the day. And then we can also get caught up in the past, like when we think about things that are unpleasant and our thoughts keep looping back to that unpleasant situation. So forget the past and the present temporarily and focus on now. Whatever you're hearing, track it down mentally. Try to visualize what's happening with each sound you hear. And you can do this anywhere, even while you're sitting in a parked car. When you feel you need to slow down. It's a great exercise to do throughout the day, actually. 5 minutes here, 2 minutes there, especially if you have difficulty meditating and want to get better at that. So with that, I leave you until the next episode. Slow down, take care, and stay safe.